My name is Scott Anderson, and you've reached my podcast, episode number 344, if I've counted correctly. 344 seems like a big number, but it's really just every other week for months, and then recently, every week for months. Podcasts, mostly a conversation between you and somebody that's not in the room. Although I do enjoy listening to podcasts that are actually interviews, they're more not something that I'm personally interested in doing. I don't really have a great amount of interest in hearing somebody explain the universe to me. Well, I do, but I prefer one way, at least in a podcast format. I don't know. Maybe someday I'll do an interview podcast. And I'll probably, as there have been a number of requests, do another Fred and Ed story or two as well. I haven't done a Fred and Ed story in a couple of years, mostly because it takes me a long time to make them and really a long time to record them. And it just, you know, it's the effort isn't always equal to the reality that I'm undergoing. But, you know, it is what it is. Interesting reality over the weekend. I got the Maryland notification that I'd been exposed to COVID. It was either on June 3rd or 4th. I went through, did the review of my day, week, month, you know, those 2 days in particular, and realized, you know, I'd been outside when I was exposed or around people that didn't get the notification. Because the first thing I did go is check with my family and say, did you get a notification? Nobody in the family got one, so that meant it wasn't somebody in the family that tested positive, it was somebody outside the house. And since I don't go to inside places very often, in fact, in the last month, I've been inside the eye doctor twice and once inside my doctor, and that's it. I don't go inside other than my house very often. But it was kind of cool that the notification worked. So I did my math and realized that I was probably exposed when I walked on Saturday when I walked by the baseball game. So the Germantown Recreation Area is a beautiful recreation area and a part of the Maryland process of, you know, between every neighborhood, there has to be a greenway, you know, forest, woods, nature. So the Germantown Recreation Area is an awesome area. I think there's 20 soccer fields. There's a cricket field. There's an indoor swimming pool, an outdoor swimming pool, a water park, a putt-putt park. There's indoor tennis, outdoor tennis. There's a lake where you can actually put radio control vehicles and, you know, radio control boats and float them around and, you know, see how they work. There's also a soccer stadium where they play the Maryland State High School Championship for soccer. And then there's a number of baseball, softball fields and tennis fields, or tennis courts, excuse me, out, you know, along the outside edge of the park. And so my walk takes me around the one side of the baseball fields. Not close to human beings normally, but when there's a baseball game, you know, I'm probably within 7 or 8 feet. You know, there were 4 or 5 kids playing catch. I was probably within 3 feet of them. But for the most part, you know, not more than 5 or 6 feet at the most in terms of how close I was. But it was cool that the tool worked. It did kind of send me in a tizzy on Sunday for a little bit, trying to figure out, yeah, where was I? What did I do? When, you know, did I get exposed? And, you know, the likelihood of getting exposed when you're outdoors is slim and none. And I did actually consider wearing a mask when I walk again. I did that for a while. I probably won't, but I did consider that for a short time because, you know, that it's just a way to reduce the risk. You know, it's kind of one of those things. You get that notification on your phone and you look at it and you stare at it and it doesn't go away. And you know, you go back and look at the information to see, you know, how exposed were you. And in my case, you know, the good news is I likely wasn't very exposed. I was likely in an outdoor setting, exposed to somebody at a pretty good distance away from me. And at that point, so, you know, not a likelihood that I got infected, but, you know, it's just something you have to watch and pay attention to. But, you know, that said, I am very glad in being a resident of the state of Maryland, that tool actually works and that tool is able to provide information to me so that I can do and act and behave in a way that would benefit myself or benefit others. So, you know, the reality of what you do as a human being is, you know, you try to avoid impacting others and hurting others through your actions or your inactions. So in this case, you know, there were no inactions required, no bad things happened. It was simply a nice-to-know situation. You know, nice-to-know. I'll end with the happy news that on Saturday, and we celebrated the 10th year of Dylan living with us. Dylan joined us in 2012, and I have to say, it's been an amazing 10 years. He's been a great friend, a great dog, a great family member for 10 years, and really, really glad that we were able to celebrate the 10 years that he spent with us. It's always interesting to me, you know, how people perceive dogs, and I'll say that there's a great podcast, if you like podcasts, called Off Leash. The woman is a psychologist. She's brilliant, and she talks about, well, she actually goes on walks with people with their dogs and talks about, you know, the impact of the dog on their life. It's a really, really fun podcast. It's new, actually. It's only been out this year, so it's really kind of fun to listen to it as it grows and becomes more interesting. But one of the people she had on was talking about the fact that he wants dogs to have the same rights as people, in the sense that they aren't property. And I don't believe dogs are property. I find that aberrant. Just makes me nuts, but, you know, I'm not gonna, you know, beat my head about it, but, you know, it's just something that I don't think is really the right answer to the question, you know, what are dogs? I think dogs are contributors to the world around them, and I think dogs are family members, and as family members, they are part of the family and therefore deserve the same rights as all other family members. Anyway, my name is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast. Thank you so much for listening.